This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Seeking istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Surah Al-Anfal is a powerful surah in the Quran. And in the 33rd verse, there's this beautiful moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one of the stabilizing factors of Allah not bringing His wrath and punishment and wiping out the people of Quraysh, those who had rebelled against His order and continued to worship that which was false, is that the Prophet remained amongst them. That's why no flood destroyed them, the winds did not carry them away, and the lava did not envelop their lands as it has to nations before us. May Allah protect us. Allahumma ameen. The Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's holy presence amongst mankind, even the wretched of them, was a stabilizing factor to that moment. And then after the Prophet's departure and his return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives us the final remaining armor. The last thing between you and I and the descent of the wrath and the anger of Allah amongst those who stray away from the truth. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And your Lord has promised that He would not send His torment and His punishment amongst them as long as they seek penance and forgiveness. The word istighfar is something that begins from the inside. Istighfar, it means that you ask for enough time to cover up your mistakes with good deeds. And the concept of ghifar is to cover up, to have an opportunity to hide the shame that you had with a righteous conduct in its place. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say to those who believed in him, anyone who's made a mistake, let them continue to do good deeds, for the good deeds, فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, as Allah also mentions in the Quran. Istighfar is the weapon of the believer against their own soul that is seeking to lead them to corruption. The closer you are to asking Allah for forgiveness, and the quicker you are in that, after having made an infraction and error, the nearer and dearer and more pure and clean your heart is to Allah. The longer it takes you for you to feel remorse, the longer it takes you for your tongue to ask Allah for forgiveness, for your heart to be quelled out of fear with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more distant you are from Allah and the greater distance it will be into the future. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who ask Allah in the mornings and in the nights to forgive us for our inequities in the day and in the nights. Allahumma ameen. Of the greatest ways to ask for forgiveness is astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh. Oh my Lord, I ask you to give me time to make good deeds to fulfill and cover up my sins. Oh Allah, forgive me for what I have done. Allahumma ameen.